This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Schulze may have to take 10 in order to wrap his head around this big cheddar news that has been dropped.
This cheese thing is...
The cheese bomb today has stolen the show.
We're all working through it.
And let me tell you, the person who dropped that bomb, my cheese source, is very proud of that.
That he's derailed this program. Well, he derailed
again,
in the news.
I mean,
She.
God, you guys are sexist. It's unbelievable.
I thought you're... Well, I guess this isn't you.
I told you. Do you listen to anything I say?
I do, but I'm used to your cheese person being the cheese guy.
My cheese guy is no longer in the cheese business.
I understand.
This cheese source is female, and you two act as if a female cannot disseminate such amazing information.
When I hear, I'm used to your cheese guy being the cheese guy.
He is no longer a cheese guy.
Yeah, didn't you lead it off with saying my cheese guy?
No, God, my God, please try to pay attention to me when I speak.
No one can focus with it.
Good Lord.
We're dealing with a lot of stuff right now.
You guys are...
Dion's got a fake bladder. We're dealing with cheese stuff. The Cowboys keep losing players. All hell's breaking loose.
Yeah, we will get to Dion. Big ups to Prime today. We've got some audio. You'll hear what he had to say. He does not have a bladder. Or he does, but he doesn't have his original bladder.
It's fake bladder. A Neo bladder.
Yeah. So we'll get to that this hour. Coming up tonight in the club, a couple of viral video moments, one involving our fearless leader, and the other, what do you do if a man was shouting this on your flight?
Yeah, you should never be shouting anything on a flight. Let me just state that for a record.
That's true.
Not a place to be...
Shouting anything.
Shouting.
But
no.
What if he's shouting this? And yes, he.
He.
Also, is there airplane emergency slide etiquette? We will get to that.
Oh, I saw this
coming up tonight.
Yes, there is
in our club hour. I mentioned Luka Doncic 2.0 entering the chat. That is exactly
skinny Luka.
That's exactly what the kind of like the sub headline is on the menshealth.com article on him. So he was in Men's Health this month, and boy, I tell you, if you have not seen Sexy Luka.
Mm-hmm.
Google what Luka Doncic looks like now.
Yeah, looks great.
Now,
to be fair, you got to realize it is Men's Health, so you know they're going to touch up those photos.
They do look doctored,
but
some of them.
But he does look like a different person.
Well, the sports superstar dad bod.
Yeah,
it is a thing. I mean, we've talked about it before, but
absolutely.
Pat Mahomes and Jokic. And, of course, Luka, but no more with Luka. Apparently, he is in Croatia. He is doing two-a-day workouts. He's eating a gluten-free, low-sugar diet. He is intermittently fasting. He's actually learning how to be a professional, which should take him to the next level. You know, he was 18. We talked about this on Stockwatch, but he was 18 when he came into the NBA.
Mm.
And he admits that he did not handle NBA life that well. He partied.
Yeah.
He did not eat well on the road. He had a hard time with the schedule. So he hired Team Luka to improve his health and body. Mm-hmm. And he did this in 2023. This was when he was in Dallas. But they went to the finals, and then he had to go play for Team Slovenia, and then he had the season. So he kind of got, his plan kind of got derailed. They couldn't do exactly everything that they wanted. This season, his early exit from the playoffs allowed him 3 months to get right. He didn't pick up a basketball for a month. He was against that, but that's what his team told him to do. And now he's training differently. He's dieting differently. He's fasting. He's working different muscles. And they think he has improved. They've improved his vert. They think he's going to be far more explosive. They've improved his body control, which he already had immense, which he was already amazing at. And they think he's improved his balance. Well, all better.
Think about this. My man is 26. He was, again, drinking, not take care of himself. Fats, maybe a strong term.
Well, he probably still drinks.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, hey. But he is a five-time All-NBA first-team player and averaged 28, 8, and 7, not being in good shape.
I know.
So
it's amazing.
You start to think about what a dedicated and professional and a LeBron James-esque approach, maybe even some of that LeBron special Miami sauce. Look out. This could be... This could be rarefied air.
Well, I'm guessing entering. Dallas is pissed.
Yeah.
You know, because this is part of why they traded him.
Yes.
They were like, dude, this guy never works out. He, you know?
Yeah.
And now he's doing it, and he looks like that. It's like,
well. Well, but this happens quite a bit. It's kind of shocking, because we all assume that when you're an elite-level athlete that you have this commitment to the game, and that you work out, you take care of yourself, and it's just not the case. There's a lot of athletes that, let's also not act like Luka didn't care or that Luka was in. You can't play 35 to 38 minutes a night and be in bad shape. You're just not in the shape that you could be. And so we just assume that everyone takes care of their body and puts all this money into it, like you see with kind of the freaks of the world. And if you're around any league enough, you know that it's just not the case. It takes a lot of dedication. And you know, the dad bod thing. Yeah. Not everyone is going to be shredded and ripped, but a lot of times the dad bod thing is a thing because no one wants to do the Tom Brady approach. Like every athlete has the money and has the time and the ability to put this plan into place. They just don't want to, because it's kind of a boring and a crappy life.
Yeah. So they're now saying he's expected to grow Team Luka, which is already three people. And this is outside of the Lakers.
Yeah.
He wants to add a specialized shooting coach. He doesn't have one. And he wants to add a masseur.
Yeah.
And that will be, so that will take Team Luka to five.
Yeah. Like Emmett Smith always talked about this, that early on in Emmett's career, when he was great, that he didn't take a great approach. And he learned how to take care of his body and ended up being the all-time leading rusher. When I was in Denver for my brief little moment, this was kind of at the inception of guys doing this. Shannon Sharpe and Bill Romanowski were on that team, and those are two of the first guys. And I know you're gonna say, you know, what Bill was doing, and I get it. Bill was on probably a lot of different chemicals, but those guys took care of themselves like you wouldn't believe. I never saw Shannon Sharpe eat a meal at the facility that he didn't bring, because when you prepare meals there, I mean, they have everything. They would have chicken breast, but they would also have chicken strips. They would have fried chicken. They would have bacon. I mean, all of this stuff. And Shannon Sharpe would come in with he had like a big cooler, and everything was pre-made. And same thing with Bill Romanowski. And then they had a big jar of vitamins and pills that they would take like every couple hours. And a lot of guys in the locker room thought that they were kind of weirdos. And then more and more guys started kind of adopting that, because when you look at those two guys that played forever and you look at the shape they were in, they were like, well, I want to do that. And then they're like, hey man, it's, you know, it's expensive and it's time consuming. And the ones that are willing to do it,
yeah,
you get a lot out of it.
Well, we'll see if he can. I mean, he is even quoted. If you read, it's a good read, the Men's Health article on Doncic, you can see the photos in there, but he even says, he was like, dude, I've just started this. He goes, I have to keep this up. He goes, this doesn't mean a thing if I don't stay at it, which leads me to believe he knows that he may not be, totally sure if he can.
Yeah. Are you wired that way?
Yeah. And he may not be.
Yeah. But maybe you can find a happy medium. The other one,
but he's got the team leading him.
Yes.
So that'll help.
And the other thing that people need to realize is the ripped athlete isn't always the best conditioned athlete. There's a whole thing. We talked about this a couple years ago, but it's like a muscle mass index. And the NFL and some other leagues are starting to adopt this thing where they basically take a scan of your body, including your bone and your bone density, and you kind of figure out how much muscle you can actually carry. And if you're more than that, it actually is a deterrent to you. You see this a lot in fighting. If you look at some of the best boxers and UFC fighters, they are not the dudes that look like bodybuilders. John Jones is the greatest mixed martial artist of all time, and you would never confuse John Jones with someone that looks like this scary bodybuilding type. And the idea is the more muscle you have to carry, your body has to supply all that oxygen to it. Like, it takes a lot to fuel that. And the bigger, and this is the Tom Brady thing, the more muscle you carry, the more prone that muscle is to get hurt. And your body has to be weighed down with that. And you don't necessarily have the best gas can. So, or gas tank. So there is an idea that sometimes you can actually be too muscled. And so we look at someone that may not be the Dwight Howard shredded guy, and we're like, well, that guy doesn't look like he's in great shape. He may be in phenomenal shape. He just isn't carrying a ton of extra muscle and on that probe. Zach Randolph is a great example. Zach Randolph, by all accounts, was in really, really good shape. He just didn't have the Tim Duncan is another one. Tim Duncan was never a shredded guy. Tim Duncan was in phenomenal shape. He just wasn't that, you know, that absolute shredded beast that we see. So, you know, sometimes looks can be a little deceiving.
Well, he says he's more rested. His sleep is great.
Yeah.
And obviously his body has never looked better.
Yeah.
We'll see if he can keep it going. I have one other question about this as it pertains to the superstar dad bod. We will get to that next. And was it the greatest offensive performance of all time on Friday night? You have got Isaac and Souk on 105.1 The Fan.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
He's hot, Luca, now. He's like the scorned lover.
He's on Whore Island. After... or Love Island, excuse me.
Whoa.
What? Should I dump that?
No.
Nah.
Dude, expired.
The BTJ is obsessed with that show, and I refuse to call it anything but Whore Island.
Well, I've been watching F-Boy Island and F-Girl Island as well.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Basically.
That's a thing?
Yes, you... Yeah. You come on as either a nice girl or an F girl.
Oh.
And then the guys decide, they whittle you down, and then at the end, you either pick a nice girl and get to keep the cash, or you pick an F girl, and they get to decide if they want to give you half the cash and split it or not. So it's, yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm intrigued.
It's pretty, my wife and I got into it, and then that also spurred our attention to another one called Naked Attraction. It's on HBO Max.
Oh, yeah,
watch
I love
it.
That. Yeah, we're,
God.
Yeah, we watched that.
Well, what's that?
That's the naked dating show. We've talked about it.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Yeah, it's the British show.
Yeah, where they reveal body parts before you see their face. Yeah.
Make a decision based on dong.
Yeah, that's an interesting... Mm-hmm. It actually is kind of an interesting show.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is.
Okay, well...
Folks.
Yeah, Luca, so it's in Men's Health. You can check it out if you have actual magazines, which, I mean, I don't know that people do.
Just
but you can go
online.
To menshealth.com and see Luka Doncic 2.0. He looks great. My question, as we wrap up this discussion about him, because we were talking about the sports superstar dad bods, in basketball, it would seem that this should make Luka better, right?
Yes.
Just the nature of the sport.
You're in better shape, yes.
But do you think if Patrick Mahomes did this, is he better?
Probably not.
Because is that just the nature of football?
It's the nature. Well, it's the nature of his position. You don't. He doesn't need to be...
Right.
He just doesn't.
I mean, he's already the best quarterback in the game.
Yes,
it's like,
and he doesn't really need to be in phenomenal shape. Football is played in 6-second increments, and he's a wiry guy. He already scrambles. I just don't think there's a lot to that. It's the one position in football where you don't really need to be in great shape. Joe Montana, not a great athlete. Tom Brady, not a great athlete. Patrick Mahomes, not a great athlete.
But Brady was in great shape, though.
He was in great shape, but he just wasn't, although early Tom Brady was not. You don't have to be Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen to be a elite quarterback. And as long as Mahomes is putting his work in his body and he still has the arm strength, the durability to go through that, I think that he's got a little tummy, probably doesn't really affect him.
Yeah, now that you mentioned Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, are they really ripped?
Lamar is, and Josh Allen's pretty put together.
Like, who's the most ripped quarterback?
Probably
Mike Vick was.
Vick was ridiculous. Jalen Hurts is pretty put together. Lamar's put together. Actually, it'd probably be Will Levis, but he sucks. He's super freaky jacked.
Doesn't mean a thing.
No, Herbert's in really good shape. He put on some weight and looks really good. So it depends. But guys like Joe Burrow's not in, and wouldn't be considered in like elite shape. Roethlisberger was always in terrible shape, and Roethlisberger was great.
Yeah, but with quarterbacks, it just seems like they just kind of want to bulk them up. You don't need to be ripped.
No.
We just want you big.
Yes.
We want you.
You need to
put some pounds on you and
you need to
handle
be
the hits.
Durable. And there is, again, there is an idea that at quarterback, you don't want to be muscle bound, that leads to more injuries and
well, that's what that's exactly what Brady always talked about.
Always,
right?
Yes,
he was talking about being more plyometrically flexible.
Yes.
I don't know, is that a term?
Yeah,
and as opposed to just ripped and slinging. I mean it makes sense.
Yeah,
with their motion. You know,
Cam Newton when he played was an absolute physical freak. Was in really really good shape. But most, I would say most quarterbacks, don't fall into, like, they wouldn't be the athlete that would have their shirt off first in an NFL locker.
So it's like Jokic, if Jokic did what Doncic is doing, he'd be that much better.
Well, he kind of did. I mean, Jokic is in,
he lost some weight, but he's
in
not
the best
ripped.
Shape of his career. But yeah, I think the idea is that Jokic probably has a body type that isn't ever going to be the really shredded in shape sort of
guy. I mean,
guy.
Shaq never did this.
Shaq was just he was a whole other animal.
But you just wonder in basketball if he had,
well,
how much better he could have been.
Yeah. When Shaq was cooking, Shaq was in ridiculous shape. He was probably only in that shape for maybe 3 or 4 years. Like if you look at Orlando Shaq, that looked like a different body type than Los Angeles Lakers Shaq. But yes, he would have benefited. And in Miami, he got skinny again. Shaq would have benefited from this. Yes. Had Shaq taken his conditioning the way Kobe Bryant did, we'd be talking about Shaq as probably the best center of all time.
All right, before we get to Prime, Coach Prime, and what happened with him, did you see A's rookie Nick Kurtz?
Oh, yeah.
On Friday night.
Quite possibly the greatest single game in Major League history.
Well, that was my question. Did we just witness the greatest offensive performance of all time? Because he went, if you didn't see it, he plays for the A's. He's a rookie. He went 6 for 6
yep.
with 4 home runs, 8 RBI, mm-hmm. and 19 total bases in one game.
I don't know how. What could possibly be better?
In Houston.
Has anyone hit 5?
No one's ever hit 5, but there have been people who have gotten 6 hits in a game. I don't know that I don't know that we have had a 6-hit, 4-home-run performance ever.
I mean, I tend to find that hard to believe that someone has had a better game than 6 for 6, 4 home runs, 19 total bases.
That ties a major league record.
How many RBI you said?
8.
8? I'm guessing someone's had more than 8.
You know what's
RBI.
Wild, too? Is that he had a double and a single in addition to the 4 home runs. On the double, it was almost a home run.
Yeah, it came close. I don't know who this guy is. As you mentioned, he's a rookie for the Sacramento A's, so whatever.
And this was in Houston.
That is...
Yeah, not Sacramento, not the minor league ballpark.
Someone saying Ohtani had 10 RBI with 3 home runs.
He did, yeah.
Did he go 6 for 6?
Did he have stolen bases in there, too? I think he did.
I remember that game. That was just last year, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. That was a big one.
I've forgotten about that.
And I will say, that Kurtz home run, it did, I think it was like a home run in either 5 or 6 other MLB parks, the one that was missed. So he could have had 5 if it were in one of those parks. Just nuts.
Yeah, so Shohei did go 6 for 6 in that game. 3 home runs, 2 doubles, 10 RBI, 2 steals.
There you go, man.
So which is better?
It's got to be 6 for 6, right? With 4 home runs.
Well, Ohtani went 6 for 6.
Yeah, but he didn't have 4 home runs.
He had 3.
But he had 10 RBI.
More RBI.
That's not 4. And he damn near had 5. My A's guy.
He had more RBI and more stolen bases.
What? The eye of the beholder kind of the situation here, right? Like, what do you value more? I'm not sure you can... Until we see a 5 home run game, you can't really quantify.
Well, Shohei's was in the Miami against the Marlins.
That doesn't count.
Although, well, because they suck. But the Astros ballpark, I mean, I don't know if you saw Kurtz's home runs. I mean, a couple of those.
Yeah, they weren't out to left
there.
Yeah. It's a fan box over there.
Oh, yeah. Well, but that center field, it used to be Taz Hill out there. So the fact that he even almost got a 5th one that far out, it's like 410 straight to center.
How about this? I looked up single greatest performances in baseball history. There was a guy named Ron Nietzsche. Nietzsche
expired,
and he was 19 years old. Now, to be fair, it was in the minor leagues for the Twinkies, but 1952, he threw a perfect game.
Okay,
and he had 27 strikeouts.
Wow!
Yeah,
he struck out every hitter.
1952. It is believed to be the only 9-inning, 27 strikeout performance in professional history.
Oh my god!
That is literally as good as you could do, right?
Yeah. Do you know how awesome that would be to be in attendance for?
Ooh. I mean, yeah.
Just imagine the buildup. Like, okay, so he's first couple innings, he has struck out the side. Okay. Yeah. 3rd inning, 4th inning, 5th inning. By the 6th inning, he has struck out every single batter. You're like, oh my God, you struck out every batter. You know there's a hit coming, or you know there's he's not going to walk a guy, or he's just somebody's going to fly out or something. Nope. 7th, 8th. Can you imagine
the building of
momentum towards that 9th inning, and then he fans all 3 in the 9th.
Yeah, there. So the only caveat.
Come on.
So they have that ranked as the second best because it was in the minor leagues.
I love sports.
So
okay,
according to
best?
SI, they went Tom Chaney, who had 21 strikeouts.
Major league game?
For the Washington Senators in 1962. Come on. Look at you.
That's good, but the minor league guy was better.
Yeah, it's just minor
league. I
don't
care if it's in the minors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He mowed down 27 of his peers. Dude, that's amazing.
So, and then, yeah, Mark Whitten had 12 RBI.
He had four home runs.
Four home runs and 12 RBI.
How many hits? Did he just have four?
Like
a loser?
Yeah, I think he just had the four. Oh, no. Because there was two players that had 12, so it was confusing over who did what. But no, he went 6 for 6 as well.
Whoa, wait. So you're telling me Mark Whitten went 6 for 6 with four home runs and 12 RBI, and we're calling Nick Kurtz 6 for 6, four home runs, 8 RBI, the best performance of all time?
It does, according to SI, it does look like that is a thing, and they're calling that the third greatest single game performance of all time.
What?
Yeah, SI had the list of the greatest single games, and that was, they have Whitten's ranked as the third best.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, he didn't go 6 for 6. He went 4 for 4.
Went four. Then why does it say here?
I don't know.
6 for 6 on his big day.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, he went 4 for 4.
SI's full of crap.
Yeah, you can never believe Sports Illustrated. You've never been able to believe them. Going all the way back to Rick Riley. Hmm. It's fake news.
Fake news.
That's what it is.
That's disappointing.
Well, I don't know if Nick Kurtz's performance was the greatest of all time in one game, but it's damn close.
Yes.
And it happened on Friday. That's the beauty of baseball.
And he'll never do it again, but that's freaking awesome.
Well, he's awesome. Like, he's a lefty rookie, big kid. Dude, he's got a bright future, but that's just a freak show of a game. And that's the beauty of baseball, is that any given night, you could just get something wild like that.
Yeah.
I just love that so much about baseball.
They always say, you'll see something at the ballpark every time that you've never seen before.
I once watched Kevin Seitzer go 6 for 6 at Old Royal Stadium back in the day.
Yeah.
I was in attendance. It was amazing.
I'm trying to think of, like, I saw a no-hitter go into the ninth. I'm trying to think if I've never seen like a four home run game. I've never seen a no-hitter. I watched the worst playoff game in the history of Major League Baseball. 18 innings.
Yeah, you did. That sucked even at home.
And you stayed for every bit.
I stayed for every bit of it. And that's probably the, I guess, quote, best thing or most unique thing I've ever watched. And let me tell you, it was miserable. And the Mariners freaking lost.
And if you're talking like four home run games, I wasn't present for this. It was in Chicago. But Mike Cameron, 0-2 for the Mariners. I'm pretty sure he hit like four homers in like half the game. He had a couple. They batted around and he hit two solo shots in the first. And if I remember correctly, like by the fifth inning, he literally had four home runs. So they beat him like, it was like 10 or 12 to something. But it was an unbelievable career day for Mike Cameron. And he had the chance twice to hit five homers. So.
Mm.
By the way, I'm looking here.
Whatever.
Andre Dawson was walked intentionally five times in a game.
Well, who cares?
Well, they're listing the most unique things.
Five intentional walks?
Yes. Andre Dawson was walked intentionally five times in 1990.
Who was batting behind Andre Dawson?
Yeah, seriously.
The amount of disrespect that man received on that day.
Five times? And then Johnny Burnett of your Pittsburgh Pirates, he had 9 hits in a game.
What?
Yes. 9 of his 11 at-bats. It was an 18-inning game against the Philadelphia Athletics. And, he went 9 of 11 during an 18-inning game. And that would be a record, obviously.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So that's kind of fun.
All right, coming up next, big ups to Prime. You'll hear a little bit of what Coach Deion Sanders had to say about his tumultuous summer. Next, here is Schultz.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
There was some stuff out there that maybe it was his, you know, he's got that footsie problem.
He had a couple toes amputated.
Yeah, and he's just, you know, they were just being very vague about his health issues this summer, but he finally came out today, and he was dressed in suspenders and a cowboy hat. Not suspenders, but overalls.
Dude, I think this was one of the weirder press conferences I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's dressed really... I don't know. Why is he dressed like that? Does he dress like that?
He wears the cowboy hat a lot. I know,
but he was in blue overalls.
I don't know, man. And I've never heard the term cured of cancer. The whole thing was just bizarre.
Yeah,
he dropped like an Instagram video where he talked about like putting out a will and kind of led you to believe that like horrible news was coming the day before. The whole thing was just bizarre. But this is nothing Dion does is not big and over the top and sensationalized, and this is no different. I've never seen a press conference quite like this.
Yeah, so I've got about 3 minutes of it. I'm gonna play it for you because he's getting a lot of praise today because he was very open and honest about the fact that he had bladder cancer.
Yeah,
and here is what about 3 minutes of that sounded like.
But this wasn't easy. Men, everybody, get checked out. Because if it wasn't for me getting tested for something else, they wouldn't have stumbled up on this. And make sure you go to get the right care, because without wonderful people like this, I probably wouldn't be sitting here today, because it grew so expeditiously, I could say. But please get yourself checked out, especially African-American men. We don't like going to the doctors. We don't like nothing to do with a doctor. You know that. So I'm not just talking to the brothers. I'm talking to my Caucasian brothers, my Hispanic brothers, my Asian brothers, my everybody, and my sisters. And that's all y'all. Get checked out, because it could have been a whole another gathering if I hadn't. I'm thankful. It's been a tremendous journey. It's been tough. I think I dropped 25 pounds. I was like a Atlanta Falcon prime at one point, and just dealing with the catheter, dealing with all the stuff that I had to deal with. And right now I'm still dealing with going to the bathroom. Like, it's a whole life change. Like, I can't, and I'm going to be transparent, I can't pee like I used to pee. It's totally different. And She not only is a blessing, but she provided other persons that have gone through what I've gone through so that I could talk to them and get some solace and understand like what I'm facing, not just from a doctor, but from another individual. And to have that had been told, like it's a totally different life. I mean, thank God I depend on. You know, if you know what I mean. I cannot control my bladder. So I get up and go to the bathroom already 4 or 5 times a night. But then I'm sitting up there waking up, you know, like my grandson. We're in the same thing. You know, we got the same problem right now. We're going through the same trials and tribulations. We're trying to see who has the heaviest bag at the end of the night. Like, it's ridiculous. But I'm making a joke out of it, but it's real. Like, it is real, it is real, it is real. So if you see porta potty on the sideline, it's real, okay? I'm just telling you right now, you're going to see it. You're going to see the practice, you're going to see one, because it is unbelievable. Like, dozing off and waking up, on first thing I'm grabbing my crotch to see if I peed on myself. And it's just totally different. And I know there's a lot of people out there going through what I'm going through and dealing with what I'm dealing with. And let's stop being ashamed of it. And let's deal with it. And let's deal with it head on.
See, once again, he's impressed me. Like, he does this every now and then where he just, Prime, for all of his bloviation, and you can roll your eyes at him a lot, he did not have to sit up there and admit all that.
Nope.
And I think it's great a man of his stature did, because men are, and he's as proud as a man, of a man as there is.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big ego right there.
Yep.
He could very easily be the quintessential tough guy man who won't admit that it's a problem and downplay it and not talk about getting checked out and having to wear Depends and can't control his pee. Like, dude, I got to give him a lot of credit for sitting up there and admitting all that. And I think that's great for other people to hear, especially, as he mentioned, African-American men who don't like to go to the doctor, or any man who doesn't like to go to the doctor, which is a lot of them. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yet another Deion Sanders moment where I got to give him a lot of credit.
I just thought, like, it was weird. But anything involving Deion is usually big and strange and weird. And like I said, the weird Instagram post that he made before that, but then he was telling people that he was okay. And then, like I said, the doctor came out and said he was cured. This is what my dad died of. My dad died of bladder cancer a decade ago, and he had one of the neobladders as well. So I've experienced this in my family. And I just thought it was weird, like, again, to say cured. I mean, this is something that is going to be an ongoing battle. I mean, not remission, cured. He's not stepping down. He's going to keep coaching. It's interesting, because most coaches, I mean, this is something that is usually, again, very private. So the fact that he, like you said, he came out and spoke so openly about it. And as I said, it was unusual, but it was very brave. And we'll see where this goes. Because he has had health problems, and I just, something tells me that this isn't the end of it. That's usually not the case stuff like this.
Somebody texted earlier, they said, you know, the guy has bladder removed. Like, how much longer is he going to coach?
And that's what I'm wondering.
How old is Deion?
He's probably what, 60? Late 50s, 60s, something like that.
57.
And that's what I'm saying. So if this is a fairly recent thing, he's been battling this for a year, again, having watched someone go through this and it took his life about a year, less than a year after this surgery happened, to say that you're cured a few months after something like this is, you know.
Well, if you don't know, you didn't hear him there, but he had his doctor and his, I don't know who the other woman was. He had two women flanking him at the press conference. One of them was the surgeon. The other one was his doctor. I don't know. But that's who he was referring to as who said that he was cured.
He was cured.
Expired.
It was a strange wording, but I mean, hopefully everything's fine. And that he's in great health, and he says he's going to continue to coach, and that, you know, and I'll be interested. Deion never has a boring moment. How about that? Nothing he does.
Well, he's very dramatic.
He's very dramatic. And I guess that was my thing, is like, he does this a lot where he has these press conferences. And then if people, like he opens the door for people to have conversations or speculate about it. And then he gets mad when people ask questions or speculate. Like you took something very, very private. It's like the Kardashians. Like if you make your whole life public, then don't be upset when people treat your private life as public. But you can't have it both ways. You can't have the big dramatic press conference and then not have this be part of the narrative. And maybe he won't, but he tends to do this where it kind of ends up being both ways.
So you're saying that he will now say, stop bringing that up.
Yeah.
Or like, that's not, or like, why do you want to talk about that?
I hope not.
Because he's the one that actually talked about it.
Yes. Normally I would say discussing someone's, you know, cancer or bladder or all of that and all that goes along with that, that seems to be very off limits. And it's just, that's a private thing. But when you have a press conference and you're like, hey, this is it. And when recruits talk about it, when coaches talk about it, when sports radio talks about it, when people have these sorts of conversations, then I just hope it doesn't turn into the why are people talking about this. People are talking about it because you had a press conference. Again, I go back to, it was so weird. Why would you post a cryptic kind of doom and gloom? Like we have a medical press conference and you're like, man, I had to fill out a will. And you make this weird kind of dark post that like, oh my God, what's coming? Like, are you stepping down? Are you battling like a life-threatening thing? Do you, and again, like all of this stuff, knowing that you were, quote, cured of cancer, and then you come out and you have a press conference, you're like, ah, everybody, I'm great. Like, that's a weird, for me, I found that to be weird. It was uplifting and awesome at the press conference. I find him fascinating and unconventional, but I find myself times scratching my head being like, why?
It's called sports.
Well, maybe he wanted to get people to tune in for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's his idea. I can only imagine how fancy his porta potty is going to be, though.
I would assume.
You think that's going to be gold plated?
Oh, 100%. That would be
iced out.
That would be the world's nicest porta potty.
And does his, like, what about road games? Does the equipment team at Colorado, they now have to transport a John?
Is he going to have a big dumper on the side, too, since he's doing that deal with Honey Bucket? Cal Raleigh.
Oh, yeah. Put a Cal Raleigh porta potty out there.
Exactly.
What if the road team just doesn't put one out there?
I think Colorado will bring their own.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's like be all iced out.
Yeah, like in the blue tent, you know? It's just Oregon.
The blue tent's not iced out. I want a like a gold plated, iced out, kick ass, throne like porta potty.
Well,
I expect nothing less from Prime.
And maybe
Prime.
He does it. Maybe again, it's just a matter of you wear Depends and you deal with it when you're in the you're in the locker room.
Well, he said you're going to see a porta potty. Yeah. Or he said it.
Yeah.
So
I hope it's not a porta potty. I hope it's one of those like fancy like full bathroom like trailers. Like it's Prime. It's not going to be a porta
potty. Roll out a trailer for him.
Yes,
it is. There is not another
bunch of honeys in there.
There is not another sports figure that's anything like Deion Sanders. He is one of one. Remember, he took a Colorado team. And look, Colorado's not great, and they weren't great, and they probably won't be great under him, right? Like, his biggest accomplishment is they almost won the Alamo Bowl. Like, and they had the number one pick in the NFL draft. Or no, Hunter wasn't the number one pick, was he? No, I don't think he was.
Number two to Jacksonville.
But he made a Colorado team that was beyond irrelevant. They played a meaningless game against Colorado State and like 7 million people tuned into it. It was one of the highest rated regular season games of ESPN in like 15 years. That is the Deion effect. There is no one. He is a force multiplier. There is no one in the world of college football that moves the needle like Deion Sanders. Love him, hate him. He is fascinating and people will tune in. And he just had probably the most watched press conference in years, and it was over his bladder. It's just such, like, so people think like, oh, you know, Bill Belichick's like coming into college football, and you know, they're putting a lot of North Carolina's games on prime time, even though North Carolina's not supposed to be very good, and no one knows who the hell any of their players are. And there's this idea that people are going to tune in the way they did for prime. They will not. Bill Belichick will, if North Carolina is playing like a non-power four, if North Carolina is playing Tulane, I promise you 7 million people are not tuning in for it. But when Coach Prime is coaching against Colorado State. 7 million people are tuning in. He is just.
Yeah, we can't lose him. Look, I get he's polarizing.
He needs to be here.
Yeah, we need prime. We can't lose prime.
Yes. But
yet.
You got to admit, the bait and switch thing is a little weird. Like,
Again, I think he was just trying to get people to tune in. You know, he is a show. He's dramatic, and that's just what he does.
Clicks and views.
But I think that I just don't think this would be a day to criticize him.
No,
I think that a man sitting up there, a man of his stature,
yes,
sitting up there, being so open about bladder cancer, I think is very helpful for a lot of people, and I think it's great that he chose to do it.
It's an unbelievable message, and it's extremely brave that he's just out there and be like, "Hey, man, this is what I'm dealing with," and that's why I said he is one of one.
All right, we got to go because, the club, we're eating into club time. We're right behind. We can't have that. What is going on? We'll be right back on 105.1 The Fan. Local radio funny man, give him something.
Old gray mare, she ate what she used to be. How far are we over?
A lot.
I do knew that.
Oh,
we have to get to the club.
Lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's my fault.
We got to talk about Prime. It is Schultz's fault.
Always.
Unbelievable. Again.
If Buck were here, it would only be 5:59.
When you start talking about Prime... You're just going to keep talking because it's Coach Prime.
That's right. Well, we have nothing for you here.
Did you get your Coach Prime glasses? Weren't you going to order a pair?
No, I can't rock those, dude.
Oh, I thought you were going blenders.
I do like blenders, but no, I'm not.
Yeah. What about the overalls?
Now, if he were the coach at Kansas, my school, then I'd probably just try to rock them.
Okay.
But he's at Colorado. I can't.
You'd get a Kansas cowboy hat if he was at Kansas, wouldn't you?
Dude, I want to see you in some Dion overalls.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Big old Jayhawks logo on the front.
Yeah, you're a Kansas boy, you know.
Yeah, we've got overalls out there. We're used to that. I had some as a kid.
Do you have a photo of you in overalls somewhere?
Bailing high.
Dude, I'd like to see that.
I mean, I don't know, maybe.
Rob shirtless in some... If we ever did a fan calendar, I want to see you shirtless in some overalls.
My little Huck Finn outfit?
Yeah, be good. Rolled up, you know.
Going down to the river catching crawdads. On my Huffy.
Good times. Oh, yeah. The Huffy. Do they still make Huffies? I think so.
I don't know.
I had a Schwinn.
Yeah, fancy, huh?
The Schwinn. Well, you know, it's how we do it up in
Life's
Alaska.
Good in Lake Oswego.
They do still make Huffies, yes.
That was Anchorage.
All right, we've got viral videos to talk about. We've got emergency slide etiquette on airplanes. We've got streaming surges. I've got rumors about a band you love dearly. I mean, I don't know how much we're going to get to, but boy, the club's packed tonight.
Hmm. Can't wait.
That's coming up next here on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.